Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome back to Consistently Fit. That's the podcast that I'm doing, and I also do a swellcast that's called Be Simply Fit. And if you're interested, and if you're listening on the swellcast, you know we only have about 15 minutes. So I will just direct you over to the podcast when I'm done with the Swellcast, so you can get more information on the topic that I'm going to cover today that many of you may have an interest in. Remember, we're talking about being fit physically, mentally, socially, emotionally, and spiritually. And when you think of that social and emotional dimension that we speak about, one of the things that constantly comes up is, how do I deal with confrontations? Nobody likes them. As a matter of fact, they'll avoid them if they can, and that's not a very good thing to do. But how do you deal with a confrontation? What do you do? And they come out of nowhere. They come out of the blue. You know, I've been, and most of you know, I'm a certified personal trainer, but I've also been a teacher since 1977, and I've been a high school and middle school administrator. Right now, I'm a college instructor. But the problem that comes up is when we don't see it coming and we get left speechless and we don't know what to do. And then when the person gets through chewing us up and spitting us out because we don't have the words, or we get a little bit intimidated by what they have to say, we leave that conversation and say to ourselves, you know, the next time this happens, will you see what I do to him, and over. And you rethink it in your head, and oftentimes a confrontation that's not handled correctly can almost make you feel like you're 3 or 4 years old. And if you're a teacher, you know what I'm talking about. And usually if you're a teacher, those confrontations that occur in front of a classroom full of kids, and that can be downright uncomfortable because you don't want to have a verbal confrontation in front of the class for a very good reason, and that's you might lose. And when you lose, all you're going to do is throw the kid out of the room. But then you got to ask yourself the question, what am I going to do if he doesn't or she doesn't want to leave the room? So that's from a teacher's vantage point. Now, one of the most important things that I have discovered in dealing not only with kids is, and well, parents and administrators and other people that I have dealt with over the years, I have to have a relationship with people that I believe I could have a confrontation with. Now, let me ask you a question. Say you're married, and your marriage is not on the rocks, but the two of you just, for some reason or another, you don't get along. Or say this is in a long-term relationship as well. Every single time something happens, there's a blaming, there's would've, should've's, you should have, I would have. You go through all of this, and you get set off by it. You get set off by this conversation. What are you really lacking? What are you really lacking in that marriage? What are you really lacking? You're lacking, okay, a positive relationship first. If I am with somebody, either married to them or dating them long term, my relationship with them has to be good if, in fact, I am going to have a fight with them. I have a friend of mine. He's been dating a gal for quite a while, and I said to him, have you had your first fight yet? And his comment to me was no. That's not good. Because if you haven't had a fight yet, there's one of two things going on. Number one, you're living in la-la land because you're going to have a disagreement. Or number two, you're just agreeing with too much stuff. And if you agree with too much stuff, you're going to tamp it down. And by that, I mean emotionally. And then all of a sudden, something is going to occur and you're going to fly off the handle and you are going to have a confrontation or some type of a battle with the person. So don't think because you didn't have an argument or a fight or a disagreement that everything's just hunky-dory, because I hate to tell you it's not. It's not. Because somebody is stuffing too much stuff. They're stuffing their emotions. They're not expressing themselves. And then when the confrontation does hit, you're going to have a big problem, because stuff's going to get brought up from maybe weeks, maybe months ago, maybe years ago, because it was never discussed. So don't think for 1 minute that there's no problem if you're arguing. If you're not arguing, there's a big problem. You have to disagree. Now, you have to know how to have a confrontation, but you have to know how to disagree with the right attitude. If I'm going to disagree with you, I have to leave out all types of subjective language. Because the subjective language means that now I am criticizing you for your opinion. And sometimes subjective language can get a little bit messy. You start saying that's dumb, it's stupid, what are you doing, how could you do this, what's going on here? You know, you're so off the chart. You know, you start basically attacking the person for their opinion or their desires. So what you have to do is you have to have a conversation that is objective, that pinpoints the things that you would like to see change in a relationship with someone, maybe your wife, maybe your kids, that you'd like to see change that would absolutely make a difference and would make things a whole lot easier and probably much more comfortable for the two of you to be around. Each other, that is. So realize that there's an attitude involved there. There's an attitude. And most times when something goes wrong, either you or the other person have to ask themselves, what do I need? See, if I can figure out what I need, I won't have the confrontation. Because I'll know how to express what my needs are and share it with my spouse or partner or friend or whoever it might be, share it with them so they can help me meet my own needs. That's how it works. You basically have the right attitude. You determine what your needs may be. You're not going to avoid the confrontation, but what you're going to do is you're going to have it, and you're not going to play dirty pool. Because that's what a lot of people do. They have the confrontation, but they start playing dirty pool and they start attacking another person. Attitude is key. Attitude is key. Now, I would like to think, see, people don't read minds. See, my wife doesn't read my mind. She doesn't know what some of my needs are even now. And one of the biggest needs that a woman has is communication. They need to hear how we feel, and you need to take the time to listen to what your spouse or your friend or your children are saying. Because if you can be a good listener, you can read into certain things. You can read into it and say, okay, I think they need this, or I think they need that, or what are you actually saying? You have to listen, and listen well. Now, there's five types of listening. The first one is ignoring, where you basically ignore what the person is saying, and you don't mean to do it. You really don't mean to do it. The second one, I mean, you could be looking at, in ignoring, you could be looking at your watch, you could be daydreaming, you could be staring at your shoes, looking down the hallway, you just yawn, I mean, you just look uninterested. The next one that we talk about is pretend listening, which is what you do on when you're on the phone with somebody and you want to get off and they don't. The third one is selective listening, which you do with a three-year-old, because if you listen to everything a three-year-old had to say, you'd crack up. The fourth one is attentive listening, where you attend to the person. You're there with them physically, and you're there with them mentally as well. But you haven't reached the point where you practice empathic listening. Now, empathic listening means you're listening with your mind, your body, your soul. You're listening with your eyes, your ears. You're in the conversation with them. You can visualize in your head exactly what they're saying and put yourself in that position that they're in and have empathy for them. That's the type of listener that you want to be. And when you're involved in a confrontation, or when you're starting to have trouble, either in a relationship or with your kids or whatever the case may be, chances are pretty good you're not listening very well, and you don't understand exactly what someone's needs are. Now, a woman needs communication. A man, what he needs is more attention and affirmation. He wants the attention of his wife. He does. He wants the attention of his girlfriend or his partner. He wants that attention, but he doesn't know how to ask for it, so, or he thinks it's selfish to ask for attention. So what happens is he tamps that down, and before you know it, he starts getting moody. And there's more disagreements, there's more arguments to take place because someone's not getting what they need. And if you as a man can be a very good listener, your wife or your partner will definitely give you more attention. Because they're going to want you to listen to them. This is, you know, just stuff that's out there. Now, I will tell you that I've been married three times. Three times I've been married. And I can tell you that every confrontation or battle or fight that I had happened at night because I knew, now I know, okay, that the person who went to bed, meaning my wife, she went to bed, she had so much stuff on her mind that she couldn't fall asleep, so she had to wake me up to have that, have the discussion with her, which could turn into a confrontation, which is, those are the arguments that are the worst thing to have at night, going to bed angry, you don't want to have it. Things have to be placed on the table when they need to be placed on the table. You can't wait until people are half asleep and then have a have a conversation, because that conversation will turn into a confrontation. People are more defensive when they're tired. People are more short when they're tired. People start dozing off during conversations. So you have to understand that. You got to get it out of the way before it gets too late into the evening. The other thing I want to share with you, and we may be moving into the podcast time now, so if you're listening on Swell, you just have to go over to Consistently Fit on Spotify, and you'll pick up this conversation. The other thing that you want to be aware of is when you're engaging in a confrontation is this. What is your imprint? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What are they? Now, I'm going to share with you something, and I've done it before, but I'm going to share it again, and that's this. I went into administration when I was 36 years old, and I had gotten an educational administration, and I had been bawled out by parents, teachers, students, my own boss. I mean, I got yelled at all the time, and I really didn't know if I was going to stay in the position or not. It was only because of the principal that I worked with who gave me encouraging words and helped me move through professionally as an administrator. So I had to determine if I was going to stay in this field administratively. I could have gone back to teaching very easily. So what happens? I start to evaluate why I'm afraid of these confrontations. Every day it was something, and I was getting yelled at all the time. And you know what I discovered? I discovered that I was afraid of my mother. And fearing one of your parents, fearing that their disapproval, fearing their loud voice, fearing the silent treatment, fearing the fact that they're telling you what to do and still treating you like a little kid, fearing all of that, you end up taking that with you wherever you go. So it doesn't have to be your mother. It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be your father. It could be anybody that you develop, that you start having difficulty with, because it's not the person, it's the personality. And the minute you run across a personality similar to the one that you had when you were growing up, you end up backing down, getting frightened, okay, and putting your tail between your legs and running away. And that's not a good place to be if you're a high school administrator. But that's what happens. So I had to go through a lot in order to make sure I stayed in the field. if I wanted to make a living, but I could have gone back to teaching, as I said. Now, if in fact you're having that problem, you may need to go get some help and sit down with somebody, because you're only going to enter into, and you need to sit with your partner, your spouse, whoever it is, you need to sit with somebody and talk about this, because you're going to go nowhere if you don't end up dealing with the situation. And you end up becoming frightened of the situation and frightened of others and frightened of people and so on and so forth, because it's not going to work. You will feel like a doormat. And that's not what you want, because you're giving everybody what they want. But the bottom line is there anything happening here that's what you want? And then you feel like what? You feel as if your self-worth is taking a hit. Your self-esteem is taking a hit. It's troubling to you, bothering to you. You start to go through the feeling that, you know, I am, you know, just a failure in life, because you have difficulty in communicating your needs to someone because you're afraid they won't meet your needs. Confrontations are part of life. They are absolutely part of life. There's no doubt about it. You have to know how to have them. You have to know what to do with them. You can't fear them. You really can't, even though we're going to. You have to be cautious. You have to be aware. You have to know when you've ticked somebody off. But all I can say to you is that if you full well knowing that there's going to be a confrontation, do some rehearsing in your head as to how you're going to handle it. Let me just share a few things with you. There are people that will not take something back to a store because they're afraid they're going to have a confrontation with someone dealing with the return. There are people that will not confront anyone who is being rude to them. In other words, if you go into a place and someone's rude to you, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm not used to being spoken to this way. You could either calm down or we're going to have a conversation at another time. You don't go looking for fights, but you're aware of what your responses are going to be. And sometimes you need to have a little rehearsal. If you want to try something sometime, try this. Try going into a store and fumbling around trying to find your money or your credit card when you have two or three people online. That's something that is like it's almost good to do so that you can develop that resistance to the fear that they're reacting to you. That's a good way to practice these things. Because you know as well as I do, half of the time, if you have this huge fear of a confrontation, when you're tying somebody up, you get so frightened and so concerned that you're not meeting your own needs, and your own needs at that point is to take your time. Wait a minute, let me slow down here, because I'm liable to drop something or lose a credit card, lose a debit card, won't find my keys. Things will happen to me that will create such stress in me that I won't be able to deal with it. People put their pants on the same way every day, one leg at a time. The same blood runs through my veins that runs through everybody else's veins. Nobody's different. They may have unique personalities, but we're all physically the same. Two arms, two legs, a head, a brain, a heart, organs, you know, the whole bit. So no one is better than the other. So don't put yourself in a position where you believe that you're not worthy of having your needs met and having a healthy conversation with somebody regarding those needs, because that's what's important. My name is Jim Burns. You're listening to Consistently Fit, or Be Simply Fit, however you want to put it. We're talking about confrontations. And the holiday, and I spoke about this a little bit earlier in another podcast, which was, how do you deal with when you're estranged from family members? Hey, you know what? You're going to go, and you're going to go to the holidays. You're going to go over somebody's house. You're going to have a party. You're going to be there with people you haven't seen in a while, maybe people that you don't get along with. And there are confrontations, and they happen during the holiday season. Be aware of it. Get yourself ready for something that may be uncomfortable for you, and deal with it, because this stuff happens. It happens. So, some tips on dealing with confrontations. I hope you got something out of this. There's probably a whole lot more that I haven't covered, and I bet you there is, and I could probably do another podcast on this topic as well. But just bear in mind, we're all the same. Same blood goes through everybody's veins, just unique personalities, and we want to deal with the personality and not insult the person when we're dealing with a confrontation. My name is Jim Burns. Right now it is, today is December 1st. Holy mackerel, we're in December already. I'm in New Jersey. The weather's nice now, but it's going to rain. And it is 10:52 a.m. That's the time of this podcast that I'm doing right now. I hope that you all have a great weekend. Have a great day. I'm going to try and get to this a whole lot more. I know I got an interview or two coming up. I'm going to be headed down to Florida next week for a cheerleading competition that my daughter is participating in, you know, and I'll be down there. I'll be visiting my other daughter down there and my granddaughter. I'll be having a little bit of fun, but I may do a podcast from there. I might. So we'll see how that goes. In the event I don't, I'll see you all in about, you know, maybe I'll do something on Monday or Tuesday, but look for my podcasts. They are important. I think I give you some good information. Have a great day, everybody. I love you all. And just always remember to be simply fit and stay consistently fit.